This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 29. Answering temptation with Scripture. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand in the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Psalm 119, verse 13. "With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth." We all face temptations, and we have to admit that sometimes we resist them and other times we don't. Maybe it's something that nearly everyone does, like gossiping or being judgmental of others. Or maybe it's a secret sin no one else knows about. Whatever our temptations may be, we don't face them alone. Jesus was tempted too. After his baptism, Jesus withdrew to the wilderness for a spiritual retreat and an extended fast. Sensing Jesus' weariness and weakness, the devil came and tempted him three times. In each temptation, the devil enticed Jesus to turn away from God's word to fulfill a desire for personal gain. Despite his physical need and exhaustion, Jesus fought off each temptation and resisted the devil. He did so in a way that the author of Psalm 119 would have understood. Jesus resisted temptation by using the truths of Scripture. In all three instances, Jesus quoted passages from God's word. When we face temptation, we have the comfort of knowing that Jesus has experienced temptation firsthand and is with us as we struggle to make the right choice. With this assurance in mind, we can actively resist temptation by answering it with the truth of God's word, like Jesus did. Store up God's word in your heart. Then, when temptation comes, resist it with the truth of God's word, knowing that God will give you strength. Pray with me. Lord, you are our refuge and our shield. Help us to put our hope in your word and in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.